pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Danny Show on the road again as we are at Pershing Auditorium in Lincoln, where the C2 State High School Basketball Semifinals will be coming up later today on ESPN, or excuse me, on Power 99. But already exciting news today here in central Nebraska. Hastings St. Cecilia has advanced on to the state championship in C1. Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Normal show today, it's just that we're in a different spot as we get ready to call some more basketball. We'll talk a lot of basketball on the program today. We'll also catch up with the head coach of the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders, Bill Gavers. And I actually talked to Coach Gavers yesterday. I talked to probably every one of the assistants yesterday. I just said, you know, if you can't score, if you can score 19 points, if it takes three quarters to score 19 points, how do you score 24 in the fourth quarter? And we've talked about it before, and this is a perfect example of how defense wins yesterday. And the offense was atrocious. It just was. But you scratch your head, and well, I met Bill from Dessler yesterday, and he's a great cat. But, you know, you could just see the wheels coming off of Dessler, a team that hadn't been in that situation before. And I felt bad for the Dragons. You know, Central Catholics, they're on a wild card, and they deserve to be because they showed how they won yesterday. And today they'll take on Ravenna. But that's just one of the stories from the state tournament yesterday. And, Derek, I know you're sad because the Daddy Tournament Watch, he got through day one, and there was no outstanding performance in C2. In fact, Spencer Fahey with 20 points, I think actually had the most points of anybody in C2 yesterday.
He got lucky. He made it through unscathed.
Well, so Daddy is going to be safe, I think, for another year unless somebody goes for 50 today.
Wow.
I don't see that happening.
I don't see that happening. You know, you look at this, you know, when you're scoring 43-36, you're not going to have those types of individual performances. And unfortunately, well, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, that's what we're getting quite a bit of. And, you know, it's great for St. Cecilia, Doug, this morning to come out and avenge their the loss they had early in the season to this Pierce team, to avenge a loss not only for the basketball team but for the football team as well. Yeah, remember, exactly. They went up there and thought, you know, we've got a monster squad, and Carl Tesmer goes up there and, you know, they knocked out Adams Central, they knocked out St. Cecilia in football, and then St. Cecilia able to get them in the Sports Center this morning, so congratulations. You know, with all the adversity that teams went through this year to make a run at the state title, I think from the outside looking in, probably a lot of people didn't believe that was possible, but they got through it today.
Pure talent taking this crew right where they need to go, and the one thing, Daddy, that I look at, and we made our predictions, and I thought Pierce would beat Boys Town, and they did. And then watching the game yesterday, I thought, you know what, after Hastings St. Cecilia handled Minden, and, you know, this is all hindsight, but we talked about it here. I said, you know what, St. Cecilia has got at least a 50-50 chance of winning tomorrow because Pierce gave all they had with only six kids against Boys Town, and you could tell that that was a training game. And sometimes when everybody fires you up that you're playing a state championship game before the finals, you kind of lose a little mental focus, and St. Cecilia wins it 46-36. Obviously, Pierce's lowest output of the year.
Yeah, you know, they're a very blue-collar team that's going to outwork you. But like you said, not a deep team, only six kids playing. And they're very deliberate, but it's a rough and tumble. You know, they get after it on the defensive end of the ball. And, you know, Boys Town, boy, they couldn't make a shot. I mean, they got to the situation where, you know, we were asking down the table, when's the last time they made a field goal? I mean, you know, it just got...
Well, I'm going to tell you one thing, and you've got little plays in the game, and by the way, Archbishop Bergen, also the other winner this morning, as they defeated Meade in another good game for Wes Eichmeyer. But, Daddy, there was a key point in that basketball game. Boys Town ended up losing 49-40, but that was a lot of free throws late. That game was within 4 points the whole way. Boys Town had finally taken the lead. They were up 32-30, and they got a steal. and they went the other way, and the kid, who's not 6'6", tried to dunk. He missed the dunk. They did not score, and they did not get – they didn't – I mean, that's where the blowout began. That's where Pierce just went on a huge roll. Boys Town could have had that four-point lead that they hadn't had all game long. And, you know, you got to know time and situation. It's no time to be a hot dog. Make the layup. Take the four-point lead. Force Pierce to call a timeout. You'll have all the momentum. Instead, missed the dunk. Ended up not getting the board, I believe, and there might have been a foul after that. And Pierce came down, scored, and went on a run. And Pierce went on to win that basketball game. And those are the small things that youngsters, whether it's high school or collegiate level, they have to learn. Oh, yeah, it's going to be cool to dunk in the state tournament. Well, guess what? You missed it. You missed it. And really,
you're
going
home.
Really, it wasn't even close.
The big momentum change. You're correct. I guess I didn't, thinking back to that game, I did not realize that Boys Town had the lead at that time.
Well, that was the last time that they had the lead, because Pierce went on a monumental run, and it was something like 44-35 at one point. So they went on that 15-3 run and put that basketball game away.
Kind of an interesting tidbit about Boys Town. If you look over the assistant coaches, you see Cedric Hunter on there. A lot of Kansas fans in the listening area. Of course, Cedric Hunter played for Roy Williams and Kansas Jayhawks. So he's on that bench as an assistant coach, and I think the kids enjoy being around him. And I was really actually pretty amazed. You know, when you talk to people who said, "How's Boys Town going to play it?" You know, they're gonna try and penetrate, and they're gonna throw the ball up, and then they're gonna go get it, because athletically they're a fun group to watch. And you know, it's too bad that those two teams had to meet in the finals, because if you got one on the other side, you know, you certainly think somebody could have made a run, perhaps against a Shattern or a Bennington. But now Bennington looks to kind of be the would you say they're the favorite?
Well, not over Hastings St. Cecilia. No, I wouldn't say that. You mean over Shattern?
Yeah. Bennington should have been Shattern. Shattern's 6'11", and a lot of times when you see 6'11", you know, in a book, if you haven't saw the team play, you go, well, he's probably 6'8 and three quarters, 6'9". Nah, I saw the kid yesterday. He's a legitimate 6'11", and he's going to be fun to watch for the next 2 years, as he's only a sophomore.
Well, you know what? As I survey a few things here, Daddy, shame on the Omaha World-Herald. Shame on the Omaha World-Herald this morning, who had such excellent coverage last week of all of the basketball games. But instead, you have stories of all the A, all the B. You have the Wes Eichmeyer story. You have the Bennington story. And every other game is just a synopsis, including Hampton coach Jerry Eichhoff tying the all-time win record in the state of Nebraska. And what is that, four lines? Shame on. Shame, 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 shame.
Yeah, you're exactly right on that. And basically a blip about Hampton, and that is too bad.
That gives us a little storyline, though, tonight, as Hampton will play Pleasanton in the D2 semifinals at 8:45 here at Pershing on Power 99. Either Pleasanton heads back to the state championship game where they were 3 years ago, or we have a new all-time wins leader in Nebraska boys basketball history in Jerry Eichhoff. And Dylan Bamsberger had to hit a three-pointer with 4 seconds to go to give Hampton the 45-44 victory. Bruning Davenport was down by, I believe, 8 points going into that fourth quarter of play, and ended up having the lead before that three-pointer came home, and Hampton won it 45-44.
Yeah, Hampton, if you're wondering out there in the listing area who they've lost to, they entered tonight's contest with Pleasanton at 19-4. Kennesaw beat them by 2 points early in the year. Palmer defeated them by 5 points. Fall City Sacred Heart and High Plains Community came back. They beat High Plains Community by about five. Then High Plains Community repays a favor by winning by three points. So those are the four losses for the Hampton Hawks. And is Wiener the key again tonight, Doug? Do you see it? Battling with that height.
Well, there's always somebody that has stepped up for Pleasanton, and that has to continue. Last night it was Trevor Pates for the Bulldogs. He poured in 18 points, had a huge second half, a low-scoring first half. They figured out a way to slow down, not stop, but slow down Shavonte Samuels. Boy, he's good. 35 points last night, and I had him for 13 rebounds in that basketball game. But they boxed and won him. They used Jordan Axman quite a bit, and they slowed it down. Pleasanton just has to find a way to score. Because 21 points at halftime last night, not enough. Even though that St. Edward had 26 and had the lead, I think you can live with 26. Pleasanton is a ball club that has to be able to score 60 points. And, of course, you need to be able to win if you're not scoring 60 points, and they've had some pretty good work throughout the year. But I think this is a team that you expect to score more than 60 points.
Yeah, unfortunately for Shavonte Samuels, not a lot to go with him. I've heard that from more than one person. Some people saying, well, just not a good supporting cast around him. So he gets his points, and the rest of the team, they only have three losses on the season, and that's pretty darn good for one player to carry the team like he was able to do. Of course, last year, a lot of people remember that run because they had Jeremy Cruz along with him now playing for the Lopers.
Well, it is the Doug and Daddy Show live from Pershing Auditorium in Lincoln, where currently Hayes Center and Humphrey St. Francis are playing in the second D1 semifinal. And at the end of the first quarter of play, it's St. Francis 16 and Hayes Center 15. Also going on, Shattered and Bennington are playing in Class C1. You can email us, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy, spell out the word and, A-N-D, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can give us a call, 1-888-455-ESPN. Hey, we still want you to vote on the Prairie Hills poll and one question, which all week is, who do you think will go the farthest in the Boys State Tournament? Well, now that some of those teams have been eliminated, you can look. I think Ravenna was leading the way before we came down yesterday. So Ravenna and Pleasanton and Grand Island Central Catholic are all still alive. Kearney and Hastings St. Cecilia. Obviously, St. Cecilia would be a good vote now, Derek, so maybe we ought to take a look at that poll and write down what we got now, because a lot of people will be jumping on St. Cecilia since they're in the finals. But Kearney High knocked out last night, Tony.
Yeah, they were knocked out last night. They had it 24-21, I believe, at halftime, and the Central's just athleticism just overtook the second half and overwhelmed the Bearcats, and then went on to win by 12 or 14 points. And Central's one of those teams. I think the championship is probably today with Bellevue West, who they'll meet. They played early in the season.
It's a rematch of last year's state championship game that went to overtime.
And everybody remembers the semifinal game last year in which Jeff Allgood just ripped Kearney's heart out as Coach Hainer making his final run as coach of the Bearcats, trying to get to that ever-elusive title game. And the officials were terrible in the second half, but that's a whole other story. But now it sets up, today you've got Central against Bellevue West. Bellevue West, of course, is the Creighton recruit in Antoine Young. Yep. Antoine Young and Jeff Allgood, along by his side, kind of carry that load. And then you look at the Grigsby along with Josh Jones from Omaha Central. Tremendous, tremendous basketball talent as well. So be interesting to see who prevails out of that one. Doug, if you're looking at the biggest upset yesterday, if we go back to our selections, I opened my mouth and said, Pleasanton, you've got to prove it to me, because I, still remember that deal, the horrible game last year at the state tournament. You know what? Pleasanton came out and proved something to me. Ewing, the team I picked to beat them, goes down to St. Mary's in just a bizarre game. I don't think anybody saw that coming.
Well, Ewing, when you come to state and you're unbeaten and you get knocked out of the first round, it's a tough, tough pill to swallow. And every once in a while that happens. Today, Pierce unbeaten and they lose. Wisner-Pilger and Bennington. Wisner-Pilger was undefeated and they lose their last two games of the season, both to Bennington. So that's tough to swallow. But you know what? Every once in a while, you're the Sutton to somebody Sandy Creek. I mean, you're the whatever to somebody Columbus SCOTUS, whether you're Central Catholic or a St. Paul. I mean, sometimes you're just that team that's always going to be second best. There have been so many teams that, had they been in different districts, would have come down to state and had so much legacy in a variety of sports, and instead they're sitting at home after losses in either the district or sub-district finals. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Glad to have you along with us. We're going to talk a little college basketball, Nebraska and Creighton, and where was Doc Sadler this week? That's right. He's on the road recruiting. That guy's all over the place. We'll take a break and be back with more right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM. Hey, guys, the boss just asked when we dropped our grade school requirement for all on-air personnel. Don't pay too much for your next pre-owned vehicle. Kearney Auto Sales on East Highway 30 has earned a reputation for selling quality vehicles at prices you can afford. Kearney Auto offers a great selection of quality cars, vans, SUVs, and pickups. And you can buy here and pay here, too. Need a rental car? Call Kearney Auto and pay just $19.95 a day. Get the most for your money at Kearney Auto, East Highway 30. Open weekdays till 6 and Saturday till 4.
The 2008 NCAA Division II Women's Basketball Elite Eight is returning to Kearney, Nebraska on March 26th, 27th, and 29th. I'm Brenda Van Lingen, a Loper alum, and I'll be one of the announcers for the ESPN2 national broadcast of this exciting event. The nation's eyes will be on Kearney in central Nebraska, so don't miss this unique opportunity to be part of history while watching some of the greatest athletes in the country compete on the hardwood.
Doctors of Chiropractic are trained physicians in the art and science of spinal manipulation. They use this training to treat a wide variety of conditions, such as neck pain, back pain, headaches, and most sports injuries. For 17 years, Dr. John Klingensmith has provided chiropractic care that focuses on total body wellness. Maybe that's why in a recent Gallup poll survey, 90% of chiropractic patients judge their care as effective. So the next time life bangs you around, see Dr. John Klingensmith at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic. Call for an appointment today, 234-4940.
Choose better things at Better Deals. It's the quality of life.
When it's cold, and I mean really cold, we'll warm your hands and hearts. We have stoves. I'm Doug Detterding, the warm-hearted guy with the wood-burning stoves, gas stoves, fireplace inserts, and even corn-burning stoves. You're welcome, farmers. We have stoves at Detterding's, 2nd Avenue in Kearney and south of Whiskey Creek in Grand Island.
Choose better things at Detterding's. It's the quality of life.
Hi, I'm J.W. Hart, the Ironman of the Professional Bull Riders. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
Some say J.R.O. and some say Euro. We think you'll simply say it's the best sandwich in the world. Since 1982, Nick's Euros have earned this reputation among loyal customers because each sandwich is created with fresh pita bread baked daily, embellished with slow-cooked seasoned beef, crisp lettuce, shredded cheddar cheese, onion, and sour cream. Next time you eat out, why not have the best sandwich in the world at Nick's Euros, where every Tuesday kids 12 and under eat free. Open daily 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., Friday and Saturday till 10, with convenient parking on the hill at 39th and 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
Well, see, skies become mostly sunny across the area through the day today with a high temperature of around 24 degrees. North winds will stay from around 5 to 15 miles per hour. Skies turn partly cloudy tonight, lows of around 11, reaching the upper 40s with some partial sunshine Saturday. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 9 above.
And the Doug and Daddy Show continues here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation as we are live at Pershing Auditorium. The Boys State High School basketball tournament continuing. 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Hayes Center 22 and St. Francis 19 here in Class D1. We're waiting for an update on the Shadron score in Class C1. But coming up, Bill Gavers expected to join us from Grand Island Central Catholic. But Daddy, it's Friday. It's Lent. It's Lent, but that doesn't mean you can't get some good deals at Troutman's Quality Meats, right, Derek?
Absolutely. Troutman's wants you to know that Easter, right around the corner, and Carrie wants you to know, remember how hams used to taste? Now, the Troutman's ham still tastes that way. You can reserve your maple brown sugar hickory smoked ham. You can get that reserved today. They also have fresh sausages and garlic, hot brats, bratwurst, all beef wieners, cheddar wursts, some jalapeno and cheddar wursts, and Polish sausages. They also have three kinds of snack sticks, a nice selection of beer and wine, basically anything you need to have a nice spread at your table.
I'm going to tell you what. We picked up for the ride down here and for the weekend a little Troutman's quality everything. Daddy, where is it?
It disappeared. Somebody stole it, I believe.
Daddy, where is it? I went to have a little snacky after the 11 o'clock return from the 8:45 game last night, which I stayed around to watch Murdoch and Heartland. Where is it?
That disappeared.
Daddy, where is it? Why?
I think.
Why?
I think
you can't share? Oh, you did share.
I did share.
Yeah,
did
exactly.
Share.
Thanks so much. I still got some beef sticks. I got some snack sticks, though. I got some snack sticks. So I had some of those last night. Very good. Troutman's Quality Meats. Be sure and stop by and see him today. We take him on all our road trips.
Yes, we certainly do.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show. Daddy, there's a story today in the Omaha World. Harold Lee Barfnett catching up with Doc Sadler, wanted to know about the NIT, and he caught up with him in Philadelphia. He spent all day looking at prospects for next season. I mean, he is just, that's unbelievable. Now, obviously, one thing, he's not with the team practicing, but he is all over the place. So this is a guy that Nebraska needs to lock up as a coach.
Yeah, that's the scary part, because I think for the, you know, a lot of people, when they got off that rotten 0-4 start in the conference, you know, you think back to that time and you thought, this team may not win a Big 12 game. To make the turn that they did and compete the rest of the year the way they did is certainly a tribute to Coach Sadler and his staff. But you got to be a little bit worried that one of those marquee positions is going to come up across the country and he's going to be a name that's brought up. You know, I don't think Doc Sadler's overly thrilled about his salary package. You know, I think that other people can come in and offer you a lot more money. And I think Nebraska needs to probably go out of their way and make sure this is a guy. You hear the stories about when the team plays on Saturday or Sunday, a lot of times Thursday night, and he talks about the private jets that he's afforded, the luxury that that's afforded him. He takes off and goes and sees a lot of Thursday night and Friday night basketball across the nation, and you know, making it very plain. Hey, we can find a scholarship for you, but we need you to come in and contribute next year. He's made the statement. We got enough bench players. I got enough bench players. I need somebody that's going to perform on the field or perform on the court. And that's something I think when you look at replacing a player of Alex Merrick's character and what he's been able to do for the team, just a bit, the presence inside is something that. It's just something that's probably going to take two or three people to make up what Alex Merrick did, and it's going to have to be a group effort to have that dominant presence inside, and that's something that's going to have to come along in time. But you've got to get somebody on the court, and supposedly, whether he's 24, 22, whatever Robert Sally is from Fresno State Community College, hopefully he'll be one of those players that can step in and contribute right away.
Now, we talked about this earlier in the week on the show. Of course, there's bracketology on ESPN, but there's also NIT-ology, and Nebraska and Creighton are put in that, and Nebraska is put as the number 6 seed to play Creighton as a number 3 seed. Again, I hope if there's an NIT with both those teams in it, I hope they don't play in the first round. That negates anything.
Well,
Creighton can play another Big 12 team, and Nebraska can play another Mo Valley team if that's what they want.
On the other side of that, you said that what Texas Tech is facing, it was a Missouri Valley team. Why wouldn't you mix that up? So Creighton would play Texas Tech, and Nebraska would face a Bradley, whoever that may be, out of Missouri Valley.
And Nebraska is going to be seeded anywhere from 7 to 10 in the Big 12 Conference Tournament. If Nebraska wins in the first round, Kansas or Texas, obviously, is going to be awaiting them on the second day. A memo, hopefully you play Texas, because you can't beat Kansas. You've proven that. You can't compete with Kansas. And that's why, Daddy, I was saying, if you run that table, you were hoping Nebraska could have a shot at the Big Dance. Not if they play Kansas, because even if they play Kansas in the quarterfinals, they're going to get blown out, and that's going to be the lasting impression.
Don't you think that's becoming a mental block, the Kansas deal, more than anything right now?
Oh, I don't. The kids are so different right now under Doc Sadler. I mean, if you were playing against them for 4 years, that'd be one thing. But basically, the kids that got their butt whooped this year are different than the kids that got their butt whooped last year.
That's true, but it seems to be. You remember when, kind of weird, because Brett Favre would go to Dallas and could never. There just seemed to be a mental deal, and it always, you know, seemed to come down to the end, but Dallas would always beat them, and they talked about that mental block. Well, it seems to be Kansas just athletically so far advanced over Nebraska that I think those Nebraska kids go in kind of with a defeatist attitude instead of, and I don't know why you would think you could play with Texas, but for some reason they think they can.
Guys, right now I'm looking at the Nebraska recruiting, a little bit of the recruiting here on ESPN.com. Doc Sadler has Christopher Niemann, a 6'11 senior from Schelkingen, Germany, locked up. He also has Robert Sally, a 6'5 shooting guard, a JUCO transfer from the City College of San Francisco, and Terrell McKenzie, a 6'1 shooting guard from New Hampshire, is considering Nebraska. But the JUCO transfer and Christopher Niemann already signed with Nebraska.
Well, Sally's the one to keep your eye on because he's just been a monster.
Well, he's a kid that Kansas wanted out of high school.
Well, and one really neat thing about this kid is Louisville, Memphis, teams like that continually go after him. And he says, you know what, they had a mix-up of grades or the clearinghouse or something in the basketball world. That's a fickle mistress. But Doc Sadler was the only one that stayed with that kid. All those other teams, they left. And then they came back after they thought he would be eligible. And he's saying, Doc Sadler gave me his word. I gave him my word. I will be at Nebraska. So that's exciting if you're a Nebraska Cornhusker basketball fan.
Well, the Doug and Daddy Show again live on location here at Pershing Auditorium as the Boys State Basketball Tournament continues. One final note before we pass on Nebraska. No practice yesterday for the Huskers, but Doc Sadler returned to Lincoln from Philadelphia at 11 a.m., went to speak at his monthly luncheon at 11:30, went to the Devaney Center to meet with the state high school coaches at 2, and then took off for Omaha for a booster dinner. That was his day yesterday. Well, what did you do yesterday? That's what I thought. Sleepy time.
No naps for me. I want to go out of my way and mention the best player I got to see all day yesterday, and that's Gregory Smith, a 6'6" junior from Ralston. Averaged 18.5 points against Bellevue East. Really stood out. And of all the dunks, you know, you see dunks at the state tournament. That's one of the exciting things. This kid came from the baseline, absolutely just jackhammered this thing, and they were unable to get by Bellevue East and sent them packing. But a good showing, I think, by Ralston. That was a very well-played basketball game.
And Creighton, they begin today playing the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament as we had Coach Dana Altman on the show on Wednesday. If you want to hear that interview with Coach Altman or any of the interviews or portions of the show, you can listen to them anytime on the podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com. Just click on the Doug and Daddy podcast the day that you want to hear the show, and you'll be able to bring it right down and listen to it, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and The Loft, the place to wind down on this Friday after work, right there in downtown Kearney. Cunningham's Journal and The Loft, sponsor of the Doug and Daddy podcast on ESPNSuperstation.com. Creighton plays today against Bradley. Creighton has been installed as a 2.5-point favorite. The game is on Fox Sports Midwest at 2:35. All of the games today are on Fox Sports Midwest, beginning at noon with number one seed Drake taking on Indiana State, who beat Wichita State yesterday, and Wichita State coach Greg Marshall ejected in that basketball game. Then Creighton and Bradley play at 2:35. Illinois State will take on Missouri State at 6:05, and then Southern Illinois will take on Northern Iowa.
So I'm a little bit, you know, I guess I'm interested in that Creighton game for one reason. With all the success Creighton's been able to have over the years at that Missouri Valley Conference, they're only installed as a 2-point favorite. I think somebody thinks Bradley's going to win that game today. And I think if you're out there and you're a fan of basketball, you know the success Creighton's had in that tournament. And I just think that Bradley's probably going to sneak up and get them. That's Doug just pointed at my Omaha World Herald, which I have opened up in front of me. And interestingly enough, Marissa Kostanek, of course, transfers earlier in the year to Lincoln Southeast.
Talking girls' hoops here.
Girls' hoops. Well, at the end of the year, both coaches now are leaving the Crete basketball program. And I've heard 4 to 6 players from Crete now looking to transfer to Lincoln Southeast.
Yeah. Okay.
Interesting, because March 15th, of course, is a date in which you can declare and get your paperwork done and do that without any problems and set yourself up for next year. Kostanek's actually had to move, and they had some other problems in the way, and then got her eligible right before the minimum number of games that you can play and still compete at the state level. So Creek gets bounced in district. And now both coaches are leaving, so there's got to be some underlying themes and issues going on at Creek.
Well, it's not a good situation. It's a situation where, you know what, you're winning, and it's not good enough. And it's sad. It's sad. And the people that need to look at themselves in the mirror are the parents. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show and catch up with a coach that hasn't gone anywhere for a long time except to the winner's stand to pick up a lot of W's and over 325 career victories for Bill Gavers at Grand Island Central Catholic. We'll catch up with the coach of the Crusaders, who had a big-time comeback against Desford yesterday. All that and more coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You can go psycho. You can hurt yourself or someone else.
I don't know. I think a man can get used to this. Road 11.
Careful out there. Doug and Daddy will be right back.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, and hackers invade your business every day through email, instant messaging, web browsing, and your company's website. With no software to install and no per-user license fees, Barracuda Networks firewalls are easy to set up and affordable. Do what 50,000 other companies have done. Reclaim your network with a Barracuda Networks firewall. For a free evaluation unit, call Barracuda Networks, 888-ANTI-SPAM, 888-ANTI-SPAM, or go online to barracuda.com.
I'm Ryan Howard, and this is Practice Pop-Ins.
Heard you guys were getting ready for the season, so I snagged some Adidas gear from Dick's Sporting Goods. You want some?
Yeah.
Who's the 12? Where's the lefty? School of my workout with you guys today?
Hey,
you guys kind of surprised?
Yeah.
Who wants to be a star?
Let's make it happen.
There you go.
Oh boy.
Everyone hits cleanup. One thing I learned in college, on a low pitch, that you want to try and swing down to get it to go up. You notice like a game of opposites.
I'm Ryan Howard. Check out the exclusive Adidas baseball gear only at Dick's Sporting Goods.
If you're between the ages of 16 and 24 and living in Nebraska, I want you to take a few seconds to listen to this important message. Job Corps is a Department of Labor career training program that offers you a chance to finish your education, learn a skill, and get started in a real career. Pine Ridge is the residential Job Corps center right here in Nebraska. Admission is free for those who qualify. To find out more, call 1-800-733-JOBS. Believe me, Job Corps can make all the difference in the world, because with Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
Hi, this is Phil Gordon, professional poker player. You're listening to ESPN Superstation in central Nebraska on 1460 and 1550 AM.
Well, see, skies become mostly sunny across the area through the day today with a high temperature of around 24 degrees. North winds will stay from around 5 to 15 miles per hour. Skies turn partly cloudy tonight, lows of around 11, reaching the upper 40s with some partial sunshine Saturday. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 9 above.
And the Doug and Daddy Show continuing from Pershing Auditorium here in Lincoln, where we are at halftime of this D1 semifinal, and Humphrey St. Francis has taken a 29-23 lead over Hayes Center. Already this morning, Archbishop Bergen defeated Meade, and Hastings St. Cecilia in C1 sends Pierce to the consolation game, 46-36. And Daddy, here it is, the number one team in the state, undefeated, loses in the semifinals, and they have to come back tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 and play in the consolation game.
I say to you, Mr. Coach O'Pierce, go home. Don't show up. Don't make a stand.
They won't win the sportsmanship trophy that way.
Well, the sportsmanship trophy, obviously in Class A last week, I kind of thought that was funny because Lincoln Southeast was fully expected to win that trophy in Class A. Well, until their student section stormed the court after they won. So they basically suspended the sportsmanship trophy and did not give it to anyone.
Well, see, and this brings me to, because obviously I didn't win like hardly any trophies ever. So where is the Class A sportsmanship trophy?
That's interesting.
Did they put it in a trash can next to the Millard North football trophy from a couple of years ago? Is it somebody's paperweight? Did they take the plaque off and use it for next year?
I bet that's what they do.
I was just thinking, you know, that would look good in the studios. You know, we get the Class A Sportsmanship Award.
We would have sportsmanship.
Well, that's right, because, you know, I'm always very cordial towards you. Continuing to effort, Bill Gavers, Grand Island Central Catholic. We were supposed to catch up with him after their shoot-around this morning, so we will continue to effort Coach Gavers from Grand Island Central Catholic. Don't forget, that's not all that's going on in sports today. UNK basketball teams will be competing in the RMAC tournament semifinals tonight. The men take on Colorado Christian at 5 Central Time. The women take on Metro at 7. And those games are in Pueblo, Colorado in the semifinals of the RMAC tournament. Wins will put them in the championship tomorrow. Also going on tonight, Daddy, Tri-City Storm.
Yeah, we got some hockey tickets to give away.
Tri-City Storm hockey tickets, that's right. Derek, what do we got to give away back there?
We have 4 tickets to give away to tonight's game against Green Bay. Puck drops at 7:05, and we do have Coach Gavers here on the line for you guys whenever you're ready for that. But we do have those 4 hockey tickets to give away as well.
Well, we're going to be giving away those tickets in just a couple of moments, but let's talk to Coach Gavers first at Grand Island Central Catholic. Boys basketball team able to rally from a 10-point fourth-quarter deficit and outscore Deschler 24-5 yesterday and pick up the 43-32 victory. And we are pleased to welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here in Lincoln Bill Gavers, the head coach at Grand Island Central Catholic. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Well, congratulations on the win yesterday. And I kidded a little bit with you, and I kidded a little bit with some of the assistants yesterday about, you know, 19 points through 3 quarters, and then you find 24 points in the fourth quarter. And recollection serves me right, you kind of had a big fourth quarter in that sub-district overtime loss to Gibbon. It's almost a football mentality. Hang around till the fourth quarter and then find a way to win. Is there something magic about what you guys have been able to accomplish in the fourth quarter this year?
Oh, I think a lot. You know, our conditioning and our mindset. I think our guys are pretty mentally tough, pretty resilient, and so they're able to hang in there. We defend well, so we're able to stick around in games, and then we find some ways to score down the stretch. And my kid, Coach Martinez, I told him I was in charge of the offense the first three quarters, and he had it the fourth quarter, and that's why we had success.
Coach, talk a little bit about your earlier meeting with Ravenna, that game tied after three quarters, I believe at 30 apiece, and then able to go on, and Ravenna got you by 4 points. But what stands out when you think back to that game?
Well, Ravenna is just an outstanding team, very well coached, classy kids, play hard all the time. They shoot the ball really well from the arc. Nissen is just tough inside. He really hurt us last time, particularly getting to the free throw line. He knocks down a lot of free throws. And then they're pressed. Their press just stresses you the entire game. They get you playing faster than you want to play. And you got to do a good job taking care of the ball and making good decisions on when to attack and when to make them defend.
We're chatting with Bill Gavers, the head boys basketball coach at Grand Island Central Catholic, as they get ready to take on Ravenna today at 2 o'clock. You'll be able to hear the game on our sister station, Power 99 FM. Coach, you've been around long enough that I think you're one of the programs that many of the area schools are trying to mimic a little bit, and I think Coach Paul Baronic and the crew have picked up some of the defensive tactics from you among some other schools. It's kind of like Doyle Brunson writing a poker book. I mean, everybody's kind of trying to do what you've been doing for a long time. Do you have to make adjustments when teams try to play the same way?
Coach Baronic has done a great job at Ravenna. He's got a program going now. He's got guys buying into what they're doing, believing in what they're doing. They defend exceptionally well, as you mentioned, and they just play the game the right way. And in order to do that, you have to have daily habits at practice, and they've done a great job of that. And our players do a good job of that. So in the long run, that gives you an opportunity to play in March year after year.
Coach, talk a little bit about the schedule you guys play throughout the season. It really sets up well when you get involved in games like this today.
Yeah, we play a tough schedule. You know, we went to overtime with Beatrice. They're in the semifinals in B, lost to Boys Town by one, lost a hard-fought game to St. Cecilia, who's in the finals in C1, Holdridge, Adams Central, St. Paul. So we get tested often, and we like that because, number one, we get exposed. If we have weaknesses, we can look at it on film, practice, and try to get better. And then also, like you said, you know, if you get down at the state tournament, it's not a new thing for you. You've been in that situation more than once, and hopefully your kids can respond to it. And yesterday our kids did a great job of responding well to it.
Bill Gavers, the head coach at Grand Island Central Catholic, joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, there's been some great players come through your program, but usually they've got a little bulk, a little height to them. You've got some 6'3", 6'4", post players that play like guards. Well, now you've got a shorter kid that plays almost like a forward from the guard position. Spencer Fahey has really been carrying this ball club, and he had another outstanding performance yesterday.
Spencer's just an incredibly talented kid. He's very good with the basketball. He's good without the basketball in terms of cutting and screening and reading. He's a very good defender, a very good rebounder. He went 12 of 12 from the line yesterday and shooting over 80%. Just really, really a skilled player. He's put a lot of time in the offseason developing his skills, and he's got great vision. He really sees the floor and understands the game. So he has done a great job. He stepped up big for us in yesterday's ball game, and he's done that repeatedly. You know, to put up the numbers that he has against our schedule is an incredible accomplishment.
Bill, I guess this has kind of been my favorite question of late. Give me one key today offensively, one key defensively, if you guys are going to prevail.
I had a hard time hearing that. I'm sorry.
Give me one key offensively and one key defensively if you guys are going to come out on top today.
Offensively, just making good decisions. You know, knowing when to attack the press, attack the basket, and putting pressure on them. And that goes along with taking care of the ball. We have to do a great job of taking care of the basketball, not turning it over and translating into points for them because they make a living on that. And defensively, we've got to guard the arc well. We've got to make sure that guys like Cheezik don't come in and get open looks, Habe, and also rebounding. I think that rebounding factor is going to play a big part in the outcome of the game.
Hey, Bill, before we let you go, I know you were scouting the other side last night as well as Coach Baronic. Ponca and Elwood Murdoch are on that other side. Maybe just a quick comment on what you see in that game, Ponca, the defending state champ.
Yeah, both teams. Ponca, extremely well coached, very disciplined. play great defense, great pressure defense, and excellent team basketball. And Murdoch has an outstanding 1-3-1 and a very patient, disciplined offense that takes good shots on every possession. So both teams were very impressive, and that ought to be a great semifinal as well.
Well, Bill, we thank you for giving us some time here between the shoot-around and the game, and we'll see you over here at Pershing this afternoon at 2. Best of luck to the Crusaders.
Thanks a lot. We appreciate all you guys do for high school sports.
Thanks, Bill. Bill Cavers and the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders on top rank Ravenna. That ball game comes your way. 2 o'clock pregame, 1:45 this afternoon on Power 99 FM and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com.
Doug, you mentioned the other side of that bracket. Elwood Murdoch, winners of 16 out of their last 17. And I believe I counted correctly. Ponca has won 17 in a row to end their season as well. So both teams are playing great basketball down the stretch. Should be an interesting contest there.
Coach Gavers must be giving the coaching edge to Ponca.
Yes, I'm sure he is. That Warner guy, he's a shaky character.
We need to give away some hockey tickets. We promised that we would do that, so let's go ahead and do that here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The hockey for the Tri-City Storm, they are home tonight as they take on the Green Bay Gamblers. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. Glad to have you along with us. So if you would like pick up some hockey tickets, did you have something there, Daddy? Did you have some kind of trivia question?
Yeah, but I don't know if Derek will know the answer to this. But
Yeah, he will.
Okay.
Because we're going to go into break.
Go ahead.
I want to know, what kind of bird was Trip Eisenhower trying to hit with a golf ball?
Come on. What, are you kidding me? You kidding me?
You want 4 hockey tickets?
Okay.
What kind of, it's an endangered species for the,
okay,
the love of birds out there.
What kind of bird did Trip Eisenhower, the golfer, hit and is now in hot water for? 1-888-455-ESPN. You pick up some hockey tickets, and we're back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
It was just last week when a Doug and Daddy listener was overheard making this remark.
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
Guess that about sums it up. Need training to get a good job? Need to finish your education? You can do both at Pine Ridge Job Corps Center. Job Corps can help you earn a paycheck while training for a successful career in business, carpentry, health occupations, or technical fields. At the same time, you can earn a high school diploma or prepare for the GED exam. We have immediate openings for income-eligible students ages 16 through 24 at Job Corps. Admission is free for those who qualify. Call 1-800-733-JOBS. Spend your days working on your dreams and your nights planning your future.
Look, burning up the runway?
Mesh.
Sexy?
Mesh.
Chilling?
Mesh.
Mesh is the new...
Mesh.
Mesh tops, mesh trousers, and flats. I'm wearing the mesh tube socks right now, and they're not on my feet.
Sure, you can be that guy. Or you can be yourself. Start by pulling on a pair of comfortable jockey underwear. Look for jockey at a local retailer or shop jockey.com. And feel free.
Quiznos presents the Prime Rib Ranchero. Slices of tender prime rib. Ooh. Piled high with fire.
Roasted.
Poblano.
Peppers.
Tangy chipotle mayo.
And pepper jack cheese.
Cheese and mayo. The bold taste of prime rib ranchero. A sandwich this over the top deserves a commercial. This over the top.
Quiznos. Love what you eat.
At participating locations for a limited time only.
I'm Drew Anderson with the Cincinnati Reds, and you are listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see skies become mostly sunny across the area through the day today with a high temperature of around 24 degrees. North winds will stay from around 5 to 15 miles per hour. Skies turn partly cloudy tonight, lows of around 11, reaching the upper 40s with some partial sunshine Saturday. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 9 above.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Daddy, Trip Eisenhower, what is he doing?
Well, apparently he's doing a photo shoot.
Golfer on the PGA Tour.
Shoot Like a Pro was the name of the series. And there was a red-shouldered hawk began making noise, and it forced him to do another take of this show. He began hitting balls at the bird, then 300 yards away. basically gave up on that. Obviously, you're not real accurate 300 yards out with a golf ball. So he started again when the hawk moved within about 75 yards from him. Eisenhower allegedly said, "I'll get him now." About the sixth ball came very near the bird's head, and Eisenhower was very excited it was that close. A few shots later, witnesses said he hit the hawk. The bird, a protected migratory species, fell to the ground bleeding from both nostrils.
Ooh. Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier. Down goes the Red Hawk. And we had a winner. Who was our winner there, Derek?
John from Kearney knew the answer. He actually even knew it was a red-shouldered hawk, too.
Oh, wow. That's pretty impressive. Pretty impressive. Hey, you know, you don't have to worry about killing hawks if you play the simulator, Daddy.
No. And March 15th is coming up, and that's a big day out there for the new attitude and the new gang at Prairie Hills.
That's right. Prairie Hills Golf Course, located just 10 miles north of Kearney on Highway 10, has their new member open house coming up next Saturday, March the 15th. You have a chance to win $40,000 or a new Acadia. You can go to our website for more information on the hole-in-one contest, where 50 folks, non-pros, non-teaching pros, will have an opportunity at that $40,000 or the new car. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com, click on the Prairie Hills logo, and you'll find out all about the hole-in-one contest. And, of course, for the new members, you can find out about the membership. You can have great drink specials. They've got snacks, all kinds of things going on, and, of course, anytime this weekend is, gosh, why is it so cold today? You can go out to the simulator and play some golf going on at Prairie Hills. Kurt Curtis and Nick be proud to tell you how to do it. Go on out there and spend some time this weekend inside playing golf at Prairie Hills, just 10 miles north of Kearney on Highway 10. Basketball action continues here in Lincoln. Halftime in Class C1, Shadron 28, Bennington 24. That's why they play the games, Daddy.
Yeah, interesting. And right here in front of us, Hayes Center has tied it up with a three-pointer. Now 33 apiece with St. Francis.
4:40 to go in the third quarter of play, and now Hayes Center is going to get a chance to take the lead as they are fouled on a three-point bucket.
Yeah, not one of those things you want to see as a coach. About pulled his arms out of the sockets there on a three-point shot.
Also going on this weekend, we've got Nebraska at the Big 12 Wrestling Championships. Mark Manning and the crew trying to make some noise there, get ready for the Nationals. The NAIA National Wrestling Tournament going on this weekend. Hastings College is involved there. Baseball, UNK is at Regis. Nebraska, huh, how soon do you think they're going to postpone the game today against Northern Colorado if it hasn't been done already?
It's off. It is off. They play a doubleheader tomorrow and then one game apiece on Sunday and one game on Monday. And then, of course, South Dakota comes to town, I believe, on Tuesday. So busy week, busy stretch here for the Huskers. It is just bitterly cold out.
Yeah, Hastings College is supposed to play baseball this weekend as well. It's just not very nice outside. But obviously, that's some of the things that are going on. Also want to remind the folks that there will be an organizational meeting for all boys, grades 9 through 12, interested in playing American Legion baseball this summer in Kearney. For Runza, Thirsties, Post 52, or Five Points Bank. That meeting is Tuesday night at the Kearney Math area, getting underway at 7 o'clock. Parents are encouraged to attend. So, again, if you're looking to play baseball, you're in grades 9 through 12 this summer, come to the organizational meeting at the Kearney High Math area at 7 o'clock on Tuesday night. And for more information, contact Brad Archer. He's in charge of all that is with American Legion Baseball. 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Derek, is there anything we needed to get to there?
It doesn't look like it. Email is surprisingly clean.
All right. Well, Daddy, back here at the state basketball tournament, obviously our focus is more on the smaller classes in Kearney High. We really don't have anyone in the area in Class B. McCook, the only team that's even in shouting distance really in Class B that was here, lost a heartbreaker in overtime yesterday. And we talked to Beatrice coach Jim Weeks earlier in the week, and they are into the semifinals today. But
probably a little bit of a surprise there, Doug, only winning by 8. You know, many people, they were beaten by 18, beat York by 18 earlier in the season. I think a lot of people expected a little bit of a rout there, but York, Duke's able to step up and play some good basketball yesterday. Nonetheless, Beatrice prevailed 48-40.
So they will move on and play in the semifinal action set for this afternoon. And, you know, you take a look at that, and York, you know, they were there for a while. It was 22-15 at the half, and they were down by 10 going into the fourth quarter. And you know, cut it to 8. I don't think it was ever one of those games where anybody was really in trouble. But, again, congratulations on a fine season there. Some other basketball going on today. We just want to remind you, Hastings St. Cecilia has picked up the win 46-36 over Pierce. So they will play the state championship against the Shadron-Bennington winner at 9:30 tomorrow. All state championship games will be right here on ESPN Radio. All six games right here on ESPN Radio tomorrow, starting with that C1 game at 9:30, then the D1 game at 11:30. Archbishop Bergen will play the winner of this game between Hayes Center and St. Francis. And Daddy, boy, Archbishop Bergen, they just don't look like a D1 team.
No, they don't. Certainly a player, you know, when you put Wes Eichmeier and what he's been able to do, you know, when you're scoring 30 points, you know, basically doing it from the outside, can drive the ball, do things off the dribble, creates things. They collapse on him. He's got teammates around him. You know, once they shut him down, he can pass the ball so well. Of course, going to Iowa State, sensational talent in the state, let alone in Class D1.
Well, here's what's going on today in Class A at the Devaney Center. 7 o'clock, Bellevue East will take on Lincoln High. A pair of mini upsets yesterday. And then Bellevue West against Omaha Central in a rematch of the state championship from last year at 8:45. Class B at the Sports Center at 2 o'clock. Elkhorn takes on Lincoln Pius the 10th. And Beatrice takes on Gretna at 3:45. Of course, C1 we just told you about. C2 here at Pershing Auditorium. Ravenna and Grand Island Central Catholic at 2. Pre-game at 1:45 on Power 99. Followed by the defending state champions from Ponca taking on Elmwood Murdoch at 3:45. In D1, Archbishop Bergen's already beaten Meade. And, of course, Hayes Center and Humphrey St. Francis playing right now. 3 minutes to go in quarter number 3. And St. Francis leads it 37-36. And in class D2, Fall City Sacred Heart will play O'Neill St. Mary's tonight at Pershing at 7. And then Pleasanton and Hampton will play right here on Power 99, our sister station, at 8:45. Pregame at around 8:30 tonight in the D2 semifinals. Daddy, just any final thoughts on yesterday or what you're going to see later today?
Well, no, you know, when you get to down to this, I'll be interested to see how Central Catholic defensively, when they want to get in the half-court game. I mean, they want this to be a 32-26 ball game. Ravenna, on the other hand, wants to get up and run and wants it to be a 65-48 ball game, because if somebody gets above 55 points, I don't think it's going to be Central Catholic. I mean, I just don't think that's the way that they want to play it.
Well, you wouldn't think so, but we will see what happens today. Ravenna Central Catholic, their second meeting. It probably should have been their third meeting, but given in overtime, beat Grand Island Central Catholic. And so instead of Ravenna and Grand Island Central Catholic playing in the sub-district final, they'll meet here in the semifinals at the state tournament. Well, Derek tells us that's about all the time we have for the program today. We want to thank all the fine folks for allowing us to bring you today's Doug and Daddy Show from Pershing Auditorium. I want to thank Bill Gavers, the head boys basketball coach at Grand Island Central Catholic, for joining us. Coming up on Monday's show, we've got members of the Harlem Globetrotters that are going to be in studio. We'll also be catching up with some of the coaches from the state tournament. I believe Randy Bauer from Pleasanton is among those that are going to join us as well. And we'll probably keep catching up with Paul Veronica, a variety of other folks. Big week coming up next week as the Big 12 Conference tournaments get underway and we are close to the NCAA tournament. Hey, folks, don't forget the Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge begins next week. We want you to get signed up. Sign up to be a Doug and Daddy ESPN Radio Insider on our website at ESPNSuperstation.com. The only way you can win prizes during the Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge, and it's all free. This is none of that other BS. We're not going to be bothering you, but that way we've got your information to send you the prizes if you're a winner. Sign up today at ESPNSuperstation.com. I want to thank Derek back at the studio. Daddy, we'll see you Monday.
Yeah, we'll see you Monday on the Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN 1460 and 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.